साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरम् सितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भगो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। आई वॉन्ट 1 lakh पीपल थ्रू अवर पीपल। And when I say my people, there is only one condition is, there should be that Balivaishyamu and Pranagnihotram Vidhi. That is the important thing. All of you understood? Balivaishyamu and Pranagnihotra Vidhi. That's important. Whoever do this, Parampuja Gurudev has said that you have become divine. When he says divine, well, you are divine. I do this 1 lakh people as quickly as possible. Just that, daily once, whether you will do it in the breakfast time or around your lunch, only once, that is enough. But do that very clearly. It will take less than half an hour. That is enough. That is what 1 lakh people I want from our family. That is specifically I am telling you or your blood relatives. That is what I want. Well, then the friends and others, okay. Be fast. I want this to be before his birthday, centenary, the Vasanta Panchami. Now, when I was telling you about the sleep state, the most important thing is, you should always know that you are already knowing about the wakeful state and the dream state. That is important. What we are telling is, who want to become divine, he should be. The simple definitions and utilizing your these three consciousness, you know only about your wakeful state. Be very clear about it. And for all practical purposes, if your wakeful state, you can get 100% level maximum, including the President of India, uses only 30% of his wakeful consciousness. That is what you should now learn about it. You know about this 30% precedent? Or no, maybe the Prime Minister, maybe about up to 40% wakeful consciousness. Wakeful consciousness, not as the work of a Prime Minister. Why I am telling it is, the Om is very, very important scientifically. We should know where are we, and naturally you can become 100%. So now, I am going to sleep. But before I go to sleep, if you want to know 100%, so think of knowing where I am going on. So what I am trying you to tell is, A, U, Ma are the three levels of consciousness. A, U, Ma. So whenever you say Om, actually we are not saying A, U, Ma. We are saying the Samadhi Sthiti, which is controlling these three levels. So when I say Om, don't think about A, U, Ma. No, we are not at all talking about A, U, Ma. We are saying a state from a level of Samadhi, the A, U, Ma are seen. You know, you understood, Om is not A, U, Ma. A, U, Ma and Om are two different consciousness. That is why you should, telling all these things is, when you go to the sleep state, you should know exactly what you are going to go there. If you go to the sleep state, it is one third of your general consciousness. The three are A, U, Ma, Jagruta, Swapna, Sushupti. So, when we are talking about the sleep state, actually we are talking about Sushupti Sthiti. It is one third of your consciousness. But Om is not that. It is neither all the three together. It is beyond the three, seeing these three at the same time. That is what we can understand, the eternal now. Now you have to know the difference between Om and Auma. It is not one and the same. Many people think that Auma, when you come them, you go in and say Aum. Om is something very different from sleep, dream and wakeful consciousness. Then what is Om? The Om is your Samadhi Sthiti, the fourth one. In Mandukya Upanishad, it is not given as Om, but what is the name of it? So Om means Turiya. It is not Avuma combined together. It is a fourth state. Why? You have to understand what I am talking about sleep and what about Om. A, physical consciousness. U, the dream consciousness. Ma, the sleep state. And Om is awareness of all these three, the fourth dimension. Now you understand the difference between A, U, Ma and Om. So never, never think that Om is these three together. No. Om is a Sakshi, if we can use it, because it is not exactly a spectator, active also. Turiya is a very, 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 very active time. But not time. We just don't tell what it is. So this be very clear. Auma and Om are different. Om is the Turiya, the fourth dimension. And how to develop the fourth dimensional state is what Gayatri Mantra is. So when we are talking about Gayatri Mantra, you are doing Om, and Om means the fourth dimension. For all practical purposes, we can understand it only like a Sakshi, witness of the three levels. It is not exactly the witness. It is something else. But now I can't tell it in words. But if you know that what I am trying to understand about this, about the wakeful state, it has got only a development towards future time. He can't go back. He always goes future, 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 future. Is it clear, all of you understand? In time, in the physical consciousness, the time is only one direction, towards future. Because the second it comes to present, presence, well, it becomes past. So always what you are going in the wakeful consciousness is you are going to future, 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 future. And you can never go to future because you will be always in the presence. But when you are in the present, the moment you are in the present, it becomes? Then where are you in the conscious state? You think about it, what I am trying you to understand. If you really understand the time of the present time, then you can know only about the future. But is you are about talking about the future, well, it becomes the past. But where the presence is, that is why, if you really understand it, through understanding, you will think that presence is a maya. You think it is physical, but are you able to understand that the present physical time is only a maya? Could you understand the real maya is? That is the real maya, that you are never in the present. Either you are thinking about future or you are thinking about the past, but you think it is present. It is not. So where are the present? Where is the presence? Where is it? That is the real meaning of maya. So you understood what maya is physically, so easy. And what to do to become maya? Nothing. You just know that it is maya, that's over. As simple as that. You think because of the past or future linked reactions, you have something positive or what is negative. That is exactly what Param Pujya Gurudev, when as Sri Krishna, was telling to Arjuna, that whom are you to kill? You say that you are thinking, you are going to kill Bhishma. How can you do it? You can't. That is the maya. Now all of you understood the present. So present your day-to-day life is simply a maya, a real maya. Those who understood it, put it maya. Each one you saying maya. So at least as simple as that. But you can't understand. Then that is the real maya. That is the real maya. That though you are talking and understanding about maya, you still ask, where is the maya? Well, that is the real maya. Okay? So that is what I am telling about the present one day time. And now one thing is very, very important to remember. Maya. And all your maya is also maya. That is why the ma is the real maya, the mother. Well, you can think it in many ways. But with all that, you are still in maya. That is the real spiritualism, philosophers, and whatever sannyasis or pandits talk about. But they who is giving about maya himself is in maya. Now, I was just telling about present means future time, future time, future time. But all this I am trying to tell you to understand, first sleep, and then I will lead you to Om. Today I want to finish it off, both. Now, when you go to the dream, real dream state, when I am saying a real dream sleep dream state, in a dream you are the only one who creates the dream, and if you are in that, you are also a part of it. You think about past, present and future in dream. But do you know one thing? In the dream, when you are in the dream, you are the creator of your past, present and future. None else. None comes to your dream. All of you are understanding it? Very good. Go all of, give all. At least I will know how many are giving there. What should I say? Present. Okay. So what I am trying to tell you is understand. In the so-called 24-hour day, the Jagruta Avastha is a Maya. Because there is no presence there. Either we talk about the past or you are thinking about the future. And a fraction of a second you think about the present, you go to past. So that is the Maya. Now you understand why all this world is a Maya, and even the Sri Krishna giving the Gita and Arjuna fighting all these things and Bhishma is dying. Everything is Maya. Now, Maya is not Mithya, because Mithya means it is wrong. It doesn't exist. But here Maya is existing. You are moving either to future or past, and you are not able to be in the presence. But because of the presence only, the future and past exists. So it is not an illusion, not an imagination. It is really a fact of Maya. As simple as that. That is the exact meaning of what Sri Krishna said in Gita. You can do nothing. You can do only an act at that particular second. That is the real, real, real physical level of thinking. It is not an illusion, nor an imagination, or nothing. But what is that? Karmanye vadika deste. What is the shloka? I am not able to tell. Karanye. Put that in line. Karmanyeva adhikarasthe maafaleshuka dachana. That is the real present way living is. You do the act. Neither the past or the future. It never exists. Because one is in future and in the past it is gone. And then where are you? God only knows. What you can do is, you can do the act. The act is now at this particular present, you are the real act, whatever you are doing. As you are acting it, it goes to the past or to the future. That is the exact way of living in the present 24 hours. We are doing things. If you are not doing anything, even then you are breathing and it is an act. Your breathing itself is an act and you just don't know about it. We cannot do things in future. No, how can you do it? You can't do it. Could you ever said what you are doing in future? Except daydreaming? Who is the question that we are asking? We cannot do things in future. Naturally you can't do. You are thinking about it. Not things, but thinking. And that is where you have to go to Om. You have to go to Samadhi. There is no other way. And do you know that samadhi doesn't mean that you are just sitting? That is what the importance of Kabir is. What did he say? You have the ability to think about future, now. All these are mayas. What Kabir said, samadhi or something like that. So anyway, don't worry. This karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala heturbhur ma te sango svakarmani. That's right. That's the way we have to live physically. Now when you go to the dream, well, you are creating your own life. The past, present and future is your own. Nobody else come into your dream. Is it not right? Are you able to, about what I am telling about dreams? In a dream, in time, you are talking, maybe it is past, it is present, or about future, but it is yours. None else. Am I clear about that? Kabir, I couldn't understand what Kabir used to say this day. I forget about it, Kabir. So anyway, in present, you are in present, the past and future are changing continuously, so fast that you know about your present. Am I very clear what I am telling? In the physical consciousness, you are no doubt in the present. But you move so fast that your present time is so fast, almost instantaneous, that either you will be going to the past or you will be coming a future. Very good. So, the present, well, no present is there. And in dream, all the three is yours only. All the three is in one. Is it clear? Now let us go to the sleep state. Be very, very slow. Very, very clearly you try to understand what I am trying to tell you about sleep state. Sleep state. Nidra. Very fast present in physical time. So fast that you can just never get present. Either you will be in the future or in the past. Am I clear about the physical consciousness? When you go to the dream, well, you have all the three, but it is for you. What three? The past, and of course, the past and the future. Dream state. Now, very clear? Again, I am repeating it because my words are not very clearly told. Physical, present time is so fast that either may be in the past or in the future. Actually, you are in the present state, but it's so fast. In the dream state, all the three levels are there. The past, the present and the future. But it is yours only. None else. It is extremely yours. Your dream state. The present is so fast, so transitory, that we end up either in the past or future. And do not really feel the present. Okay. In dream, what we see is our own creation, the people and the space and whatever it is. You are the creator of the people, the situation, the time. Is this clear? Am I very clear about the dream state? If you want any clarification, I am ready to wait. You accept. All of you accept that in the dream, the three times are there, but it is yours. You create it. You may be thinking about the past, you may think about the future, or you may be in the present. And maybe you are also a part in the dream. Now, be very clear. I'm going to the sleep state, nidrasthiti. All of you ready to sleep? Sometime we get frightening dreams. Why such a dream is created? Sometimes we get frightening dreams. Why such a dream is created? Because you have created it. None else, even Parampujya Gurudev cannot come into your dream until you allow it to come. Were you able to understand how serious the situation of your creation is? None comes into your dream until and unless you allow it to create. Whether it is frightening, or you think about something, friends, or you think about sahaja is the correct word. What I was telling about Kabira is the sahaja samadhi. Anyway, there is something else. Why such a dreams is created? Well, you are. Any dream comes is there because you have created it. None else. That is a certainty. Perfectly right. And whenever you see a dream, think about TV. And when you see a TV, you remember. Do you know in movie, from the first step to the last step, is in the, what we call the reels. Already there in the dreams. You see it, it seems as if it is saying from the first point to the last point, even though it is already there, just as in the dream. You have created the time there. In dream you have created the time past and future. And in the cinema, it was the dream of whoever does it. We can say the producer. But a bunch of people. And a quote from Premchand: if dream could be true, then truth will become dream. Actually, that is the definition of samadhi. The quote of Premchand: if dream could be true, then true will become dream. That is exactly what samadhi sthiti is. I will tell you about it. There is a wonderful, quotation. What is the question there? If dreams come only if we allow them. Yes, no doubt about it. Whatever you do in the dream, you are you. Whether you want to block it, or you stop it, or you want to change it, it is all yours.
Mind.
Am I clear?
Mind.
Naturally, your mind. If we think that it is all Maya, then when is the question of dream? Well, because you are questioning and seeing the dream, you are in Maya. If you go beyond mind, naturally all these things will not be there. If you think that it is all Maya, then where is the question of dream? The question is, then how can there be a question to dream? That is my answer. Could you understand? You are asking the question of a dream. Where? A question about Maya. But all is Maya, then you have to do anything. then what a question of a dream? Then nothing there. That is where samadhi goes. That is where we are going to samadhi. Does maya exist in all three? Jagruta, swapna, sushupti. The first thing is, maya never exists. It is your maya which is making you exist. Am I very clear of the question? Those who are asking this question, does maya exist in all three states? What I am saying is, if maya exists, then you have these questions. Then there is no maya. Now what can you tell about Jagruti, Swapna and Sushupti? This question of maya is coming because you are thinking that maya exists. How can maya exist? Maya itself says that it is not existing. It is only your maya. Am I clear? The question you have understood, all of you? The question is, does maya exist in all three, and all is with three L's, for three levels. One L is for Jagruta, another L is for Swapna. I don't know why extra L is there, but anyway, all the three,
yes.
Jagruti, Swapna, Sushupti, there is maya. If the maya is there, do you think about all these three levels? So the question doesn't exist. And the question doesn't exist if you understand what maya is. And you are asking about maya as if it is a maya. You have to understand that is the real problem of maya. You in maya, thinking about maya, dreaming about maya, jagruti in maya, sleep of maya. And with all that you think, that you are different from maya. That is the problem. That is why karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. That is what Krishna said. Why do you question about past and future? Whether I am going to tell Bhishma and what I have to do and all these nonsense. All is maya. But you have to really understand it. Then what you have to do is becomes karmanyeva adhikaraste. You have to do the real. That is where again the Guru comes. The Jagat Guru comes. We can't do it. Because we are all questions like this. You ask me, maya exists? It doesn't exist. When that question doesn't exist, what can we do? We don't know. But you are. No fact about that. We are all there. No doubt about it, whether you like it or not, whether you think of maya or not, or you are in dream, the maya is there. But in sleep state, there is no maya. Be very clear about that. In sleep state, there is no maya. And for all practical purposes, a man who is in maya cannot be in maya, therefore he never knows the sleep state. He knows it only after he comes back. As simple as that. Well, if you can stop this maya, then sleep is something else, it becomes samadhi. Then all these three, they never exist. In samadhi, these three are not there. You are only a sakshi. Just as the starting of the cinema, you already know that the end is end. And according to the prarabdha of the director or the guru, it goes. What can you do? You have to see, that's all. Sakshi. That's all. Am I clear about sleep state? When does Yoga Nidra comes in all this. Just like you have a thorn in your feet, you use another thorn to remove that thorn. But the real thing is, in the end, you have to put both the thorns. That is Yoga Nidra. So Yoga Nidra, well, it is also a thorn. But when you understand it, well, your thorn is removed by that thorn, then what will you do? Throw away both the thorns. Well, it means the yoga is having Maya. As simple as that. That is what Sri Krishna used before he came back into his avatar. That is the real yoga Maya. Just as I was telling about the thorn and thorn leaping each other. The yoga Maya you have to leave. You don't want any Maya, whether it is from Sri Krishna or from anyone. What is that Atma Maya? There is a question there. Well, it is Atma Maya. Wherever you say a Maya, anyone, you remember this thing. Even when you think about Atma Maya, well, it doesn't exist. It may be a good, what should I say, dream. You may like a night beneficent thinking. Atma is like that. And then you will understand that actually Atma doesn't exist. Because the entire Atma of others one and together becomes one. That is what is known as Advaita. Think about Advaita Atma, Visishta Atma, Visishta Advaita, and Advaita. In the end you will understand that when you say Advaita, what does it mean? What does it mean, Advaita? No double. Then who are you? Only one, only one, only one, only one, whatever you call it. And what others is? Maya. So anyway, I think we'll stop here. Why I'm telling it is, it's going into what we say, into deep waters. And when I'm going into the deep waters, I have to have some, what we say, tights, or swimming, sweeping, whatever they call. You know, before I go there, so I have to bet it, what you say, I should get them. That's the problem. So anyway, today I think you have almost understood that your physical and dream states are your own, even you think that all are there in the world.